This next story here on KNKX comes from our weekend show, Sound Effect. Here's Sound Effect host, Jennifer Wing.
Today we're telling stories about being under the influence. And sometimes we're under the influence of a person, for better or worse. Or maybe it's a drug. For Shannon Perry, it was an addiction to Adderall, the drug that's often prescribed for attention deficit disorder. And Shannon, she's the front woman of the Seattle band Gazebos. She's also a renowned tattoo artist. 6 years ago, she realized her addiction to Adderall was getting out of control. So she went to rehab. Writing stories and singing helped Shannon make it through that experience. She and Sound Effect contributor Arwen Nix sat down to talk about these haunting rehab recordings.
I flushed my glasses down the toilet in rehab. Oh, rehab.
If there's anything to be felt, then I'll feel it.
To start, tell me your name.
My name is Shannon Perry.
Why in the name of seven mad gods who rule the sea was I allowed to come thus far and contemplate sand and trees?
Where were you when you recorded these?
When I recorded these, I was in a rehab called the Plymouth House in the mountains of New Hampshire.
Rain in New Hampshire.
What had you gotten sober from?
First and foremost, I had started taking Adderall to an excessive degree. I was starting to just take it all the time and maybe stay up all night. Or if you're that hopped up on Adderall, you at the end of the day, you kind of need to drink to just bring yourself back down. And so then I had started drinking heavily, like starting around like 4 or 5 p.m.
Freedom is no place if you are stuck in your head.
I don't know how deep you want, I should get right off the bat, but I was like hallucinating and having paranoia and hearing voices and stuff.
Hello there, fear. Hello there, Batman. What's up?
Like, as soon as I started seeing things, I was like, that's what insane people do. Does that mean I'm crazy? And then I went and looked online at, like, symptoms of Adderall overdose, and I had all of them.
Aggression. Anxiety. Panic.
Hello,
depression.
Saturday
blurry vision.
Forever.
Disorientation. Hallucinations. Rapid breathing.
I would tell myself as I'm walking and I think a demon's following me, if I turn around and look to see if it's there, am I crazy? But if I ask myself that question, do I negate the craziness? Because I've already acknowledged that looking could mean that I'm crazy. So is that awareness enough to make me not crazy? And then I look behind me.
A human is meant to be green. Imagined as a screen.
I stopped taking it and went from probably what was close to like 80 or 90 milligrams a day to nothing. It's the worst. It's the worst thing I've ever quit in my life, including cigarettes and like alcohol and everything. It was like ultimate depression, just sleep. All you can do is sleep, like can't even get dressed, can't even just eat and sleep, which is probably healthy because I think I weighed like not much more than 100 pounds at the time because I was taking so much Adderall.
Joy must be subtle or pain will run deep. The pendulum swings, it's your choice how steep.
Why are you whispering on so many of these?
I was sharing a room with a meth head and a bath salts woman. So she was the only bath salts person there. She was amazing. I mean, amazingly paranoid.
Reflection, you won't see a face. Where am I then? You ask nobody there.
Anybody could have walked in at any given moment, so I had to be sure that they I was just, I didn't want to get caught being weird, because I was often like in the fetal position on the floor, just like singing into the side of my bed.
Moon river, wider than mile.
Because I didn't want anyone to hear it. I mean, I still do that exact kind of music writing now with my apartment. I'm just like, don't want my neighbors to hear.
Oh, dream maker, you heart breaker.
How did you have a phone to record these things on in rehab?
I didn't have a phone. When I didn't know that we could have like an iPod or anything to like listen to music on. And then Fake Dad, who is my sponsor, I call him Fake Dad, he had brought me a little like really crappy little MP3 player. But then I found out you could record on it. I was like, oh, well, this experience I'm having is so crazy, and I feel so alone and so scared. It was like the thing I could do to stay sane is make something.
Sometimes I think that I'm over you. Sometimes I think about what to do or how long I had to wait to be with you, assuming you maybe feel the way that I do too. Sometimes I think that I'm over you. Sometimes I think.
When did you find these recordings?
When a friend of mine was actually going to the same rehab, I was digging through looking for an MP3 player to give him. When I was going through it, I found all these recordings, and I, of course, took them off because I was like, there's no way I'm going to let him listen to these. But then I started listening to them, and I was sort of like, oh my God, it's like a real window into the hardest, most terrifying moment of my life. It was terrifying to listen to. It still is terrifying to listen to.
It is a miserable life to be always uncomfortable with me. It is a miserable life to be always.
So when you hear those things, this time machine that you have access to Shannon from 6 or 7 years ago, like, what do you think of her?
I was insecure. I was wanting to hang out with the people I considered to be the cool kids. Wanted to be like more punk. So I think I was always trying to be brave. And I think choosing to go to rehab was me trying to be brave, and me trying to confront my own fears and emotions was me trying to be brave. And I'm glad that I did it, because I don't feel such a necessity to do it all the time now, or at least I've like come to terms with some of those feelings. But I forget the question.
Shan, yeah, be honest. Shan. Yeah? Be brave. Okay.
Shan. Go home and hide. Bury me.
Work
deep.
Hard.
I don't want to survive. Okay. Shan. Go home and hide.
Yeah.
Bury me deep. I don't want to survive.
Give.
Shame, okay. Go home and hide. Bury me deep, yeah. I don't want to survive. Shame, go home and hide. Bury me deep, I don't
be
want
humble.
To survive.
Okay. Shan, yeah? Care of your responsibilities. Okay. Shan, yeah? Okay.
That story came to us from sound effect contributor Arwen Nix. You can hear a longer version of that story in the upcoming season of the Sub Pop podcast. And you can find links to Shannon Perry's art and music at our website, knkx.org.